Canoes glinting in the sunlight on a distant horizon approach the shores of Sandy Lake. The canoe trip represented the journey made by 3,000 Native Americans to Sandy Lake after being forced by the U.S. government to collect their tribal annuity payments in the fall of 1850. After the canoes arrived, nearly 200 American Indians from reservations throughout Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Michigan gathered around drummers and singers. They sang in memory of 400 Indians who died of disease and starvation walking home from Sandy Lake during the winter of 1850. Fred Ackley from the Mole Lake Reservation says singing brings him close to his ancestors.
We sing them now for the people to be healed now. And we believe that even though you lose people a long time, you still feel that mourning or loss somewhat in your history and your families. So you think about your relatives when you sing them songs. Ask the Creator for help for everybody on earth here.
Mole Lake singer Frances Van Zyl says she wouldn't be alive if it wasn't for her relatives who died during the Sandy Lake tragedy.
We're thankful for what they gave us, because what we have today is what they left us. We inherited every one of those rights that they had back then, but our hunting and our fishing and our wild rice and our berries, everything that we do today is all from them. That's why we come over here, to give thanks to them. We all somehow, somewhere, somebody, people here right now need that healing, so we sing those songs to make people feel better.
To the Anishinaabe, drumming represents the heartbeat of life. They smoke tobacco and spread sage to cleanse themselves with the Great Spirit. After the ceremony, people enjoyed a feast of boiled fish, roasted venison, and fry bread. For National Native News, I'm Joe Cadott in Sandy Lake, Minnesota.
You're great.